the killer had a key. As well, nothing in the house had been broken or stolen, which meant that the motive for entering the house was likely only to kill the Lynn family. There were 24 bloody footprints, which told investigators that they were looking for one killer. The forensic evidence, specifically the bloody footprints, indicated that the killer never entered Brenda's room. The entire family had been killed. Certainly the killer would have wanted Brenda in order to make her a victim as well. But the fact that Brenda's room was never entered indicated something important. The killer knew she wasn't home. This fact seriously narrowed down the pool of suspects. Another red flag soon caught the attention of investigators. Back to be honest, Gary Smith's wife freaked Gary into tears. When they listened back to Cassie's initial call to police, they took the time to translate something she'd been yelling frantically to Robert in Cantonese. Well, turns out she had been desperately pleading with him not to leave her alone in the house. But oddly enough, her husband did exit the home, not seeming to have a single worry about whether or not the killer could still be in the home with his helpless wife. Things were starting to come together. What if Robert had known Kathy was perfectly safe because the only merciless killer around was himself? Of course, it was just a theory at that point, and not enough concrete evidence to make the case. But when officials planted a pinhole camera inside Robert's home, and he was observed cutting up an Asics shoebox and flushing lip pieces down the toilet, suspicion quickly turned on him. Forensic investigators examined a stain found in the garage of Robert's house, and it was uncovered that it contained DNA from 4 of the 5 Lynn family victims. Robert was arrested soon after this shocking discovery. But what motive could have driven Robert to kill his wife's entire family so brutally? Well, prosecutors allege that one of Robert's main motivations was Brenda. That's right, Robert was allegedly attracted to his young niece. It was then Brenda reportedly told investigators that her uncle Robert had been allegedly assaulting her before the murder of her family, and that it had only continued after she moved into his home under his custody. During trial, a picture was painted of a man who seemed to need protective wings, was driven to kill an entire family. Though this is clearly the kind of case that makes headlines, it wasn't so cut and dry in reality. After 2 abandoned trials, and a 3rd trial defeated in the hung jury, it was the 4th jury that found Robert guilty in 2017. He's innocent in crime. I uncovered today's next case during my research into the Lynn family murders, and though they both